Filming may have flopped in New Westminster in 2023, but it's expected to rebound in 2024. On April 8, staff provided council with an update on filming activity in New Westminster in 2023 and recommended some updates to filming policies and procedures. A staff report stated there was a decrease in the number of film permits issued because of the motion picture industry's Screenwriters Guild and Screen Actors Guild strikes, which lasted from May to November. In addition to this suspension in filming productions, a number of significantly sized construction projects were taking place in the city that limited the amount of available filming locations, said the staff report. Limited availability of off-street parking locations large enough to accommodate filming trucks, catering, actor trailers, equipment, etc. also presented a challenge. According to the report, there were 40 permits issued in 2023 and 53 film days, resulting in a permit value of $286,626, which includes all city services costs and fees associated with issuing a film permit. That compares to 64 permits and 86 film days in 2022, a year that saw a permit value of $1,047,517 for the City of New Westminster. At its April 8 meeting, council directed staff to update the filming policies and procedures, as outlined in the report. The policy amendments include a new certification requirements for catering and craft service food trucks. They must now have a valid Greater Vancouver Fire Chiefs Association decal. A staff report stated the changes also include clarification related to the need for New Westminster Police Department members to be on location in certain circumstances. This includes when actors are dressed as police officers and military personnel and when weapons, firearms are exposed or discharged. Cown. Daniel Fontaine questioned why sworn police officers with guns need to be on site when actors are dressed as police officers or when gunfire or special effects are taking place. Renee Chadwick, the city's manager of special projects and community partnerships, said this has been a long-standing practice in New Westminster and in neighboring municipalities. While doing some housekeeping with the filming policies and procedures, she said staff recommended that this procedure be embedded into the film policy, rather than it just being a practice. It really speaks to the production managers, so that they understand clearly what the expectation is, Chadwick said. But nothing has changed. It has been a standard practice for years. According to the city's filming policies and procedures, the use of special effects requires a detailed written submission outlining the purpose, scope, risk, and safety plan. Some other facts about filming with special effects. Gunfire loads must not be excessive and must be approved by the film coordinator in advance. The use of artificial, chemical, snow must be approved, in writing, by the filming coordinator. The production company is required to provide evidence that the use of chemical snow is safe, biodegradable and will not adversely affect citizens, vegetation or property. Snow blankets and fish ice are preferred, stated the policy.